FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will also ban all assault rifles. We will ban all high-capacity magazines. We will ban all parts with the ability to convert semi-automatic or any other type of firearm into a military-style semi-automatic weapon.
I have only five words for you.
From my cold, dead hand.
All right, there you go. That's my word for the, my five words for the New Zealand Prime Minister. Don't try to sell that crap here. Bernie Sanders is already endorsing her gun grab over in New Zealand. But we did have a modest proposal this morning. Mark the Conservative is willing to endorse the expenditure of public monies for a one-way ticket to New Zealand for any crazy liberal who wants to go live there. Feel free.
Seems like a generous offer.
I think it's pretty generous of me. I'm just thinking out loud here. But you know, because I'm totally opposed to something like that, generally speaking. But if you really think that you would rather live in a place where you have no ability to defend yourself, feel free to go now. And don't burden us anymore with your face. How about that? I don't want to look at you.
You take your face and you get out of here.
Take your face and go. Take it. Leave. All right. Invited our friend Virginia Cruda to join us this morning. Of course, she's a columnist for the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. She's an editor and a columnist for them. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Glad I don't live in New Zealand.
No kidding. Thank God. You know, I said this morning... One more reason for us to take a moment this morning and be thankful for the geniuses who founded this country 240 years ago. They foresaw these sorts of problems, and they gave us the Second Amendment to protect all the rest of them.
Yeah, what gets me is the number of people who live in this country who are supposed to be defending the Constitution. Like, that's what they've taken an oath to do. And they're saying, why can't we do what New Zealand did? I'm like, well, have you read the Constitution?
Because yeah,
the Second Amendment tells you why you can't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to change that. And speaking of things that a bunch of the 2020 Democrat presidential candidates would like to change, that they've either proposed that they would change or that they have endorsed because somebody else beat them to the draw and came up with the idea first, there don't seem to be any limits as to what they're willing to do to appeal to their progressive base.
Right. Well, Obama brought us hope and change in 2008, and apparently the 2020 Democrats are bringing us change to the Constitution.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is going to be like a slogan going forward or what, but yeah, there's a few things that they're talking about changing. And the biggest one, obviously, is the Electoral College, and you've been talking about this. Warren talked about it. And it's not new that Democrats don't like the Electoral College, because they still blame the unfair Electoral College for the fact that, you know, George W. Bush won in 2000.
Right.
As opposed, you know, because Al Gore won the popular vote. And of course, they were really loud about it when Hillary lost, because obviously it's unfair. And so you've got a few people, the Indiana mayor, and I can never pronounce his last name.
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, he called for an end to the Electoral College before Warren did, but he didn't do it on the national stage because no one knows who he is.
Yeah, thank you.
He said something when he first announced his race, and he's like, it's not fair that we live in a country, you know, where the person who wins the most number of votes doesn't win the election. Like, well, yeah, it is. And the Constitution tells you exactly why it's fair.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, and anyone, and I, you know, I refer people to the Federalist Papers all the time, because they were, as I mean, what most people don't understand is that the Federalist Papers were a series of advertisements. They were selling the Constitution to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody understood. I mean, there were a lot of people who didn't understand the Constitution as it was written, and that's why they exist. So when people come to me and they don't understand the Constitution, that's where I send them, because that's how you understand it. There's more to it than what's written in the Constitution.
Absolutely.
The Constitution's only page long. I mean, there's a limit to how much you can explain in that many words. Now, well, but, a lot of the things like the Second Amendment, I mean, there was a fight to not have the Bill of Rights included because most of the founders believed this stuff was intuitively obvious.
Oh, boy. Well, right. I'm glad they changed their mind on that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's helpful. That's not there. But yeah, the Electoral College is a big one. And there's several other things that they're talking about changing, mainly the Supreme Court. And now a lot of them are talking about court packing, which expanding the Supreme Court, giving every president the right to choose a certain number of justices. And now just expanding the number on the court, all that requires is an act of Congress. That's not, it's been done before. It's not a constitutional amendment. But then you've got guys like Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, Spartacus, who is wanting to put term limits on the Supreme Court in order to guarantee that each president has a certain number of appointees.
Well,
that would require an amendment.
And yeah, most of these things would require some sort of amendment to the Constitution, two-thirds of the states to ratify. Pretty obvious that those things are not going to happen. And yet you've got people looking into the TV camera and basically making promises that they will work to do those things if they get elected.
The Electoral College is, that scares me because that's a possibility.
Right.
That's something that, I mean, Elizabeth Warren stood on a stage in Mississippi, a state which would absolutely be overrun by New York and California and the Beltway. And they gave her a standing ovation when she said she was going to work to abolish the one thing that makes their votes count.
Right. Yeah. They seem to have they could be completely clueless on it. I'll direct people to your article on this. It's on the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. Virginia Cruda, thanks for your time this morning.